You are going to listen to Alan describing his job on the golf course. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, my name's Alan, and I'm a greenkeeper from England. I started greenkeeping about 13 years ago when I was a trainee. I had to go through 4 years of college to get the proper qualifications. I got into greenkeeping through my family. My father is a golf professional. He wanted me to become a professional golfer, but having grown up in Britain, pretty much every boy wants to be a professional footballer, me included. As a result, I wasn't as interested in golf at first as I am now. I got involved with golf as I got older and decided to take up the greenkeeping side of it, rather than playing golf professionally. Greenkeeping is all about the maintenance of a golf course. That means cutting the grass, applying chemicals such as weed killer, keeping the grass watered properly, cutting down trees that overhang the course where they shouldn't. Essentially, it's taking care of everything out on the course. I started my career at a members club in Birmingham, England. Then I moved to Wentworth, which is the home of the European Tour and of the PGA Championship. I spent a couple of years there and it gave me the opportunity to go to Austria to work at the Diamond Country Club, where I specialised in what I called water management. Anything to do with watering the course and making sure water levels were correct. I was in charge of around 450 sprinklers and millions of litres of water. I have to be mindful of the weather conditions. If the weather is dry, that is when I prefer to do my so-called tree work. I try to get as much cut back as I can while the weather is good. If it is raining, it is too dangerous to work on the trees. The last thing I want to do is make a mistake when I'm holding a chainsaw, and the chances of that happening increase hugely during rain when I can't see what I'm doing very well. Now, what do you do if there is a lot of rain? Well, it means a tough day at work. If there is heavy rainfall, then I have to get rid of that water so it doesn't flood the course. No matter the weather, there is always something to do, even if it is snowing. You might be wondering if there is a lot of money in being a greenkeeper. Well, the short answer is that it depends on the golf course. But it's not the best paying job in the world. You definitely have to have a passion for it. If you just do it for money, then you'll be disappointed because you will never earn loads. You can earn a good living, and it's enough to survive on, but the money is not why I do it. I'm a person who loves being outside. I couldn't work in an office or a factory. I just love being outside in the rain or the sun or the snow. Outside is where I belong. The biggest challenge for me in greenkeeping is trying to stay ahead of the weather. I need to plan what work I will do in advance, so I need to guess what the weather will be doing. In Europe, the weather changes day to day, and sometimes thunderstorms seem to come out of nowhere, followed by a week of rain. And then the next week could be very hot and dry. The work can be physically demanding too, but that's something I love about it. To be honest, I don't really see my work as having challenges because I love it so much.